A cup of coffee, a lifestyle. The current recession may be most serious since the 1930s, but these are boom times at Nespresso, the seemingly omnipresent brand of coffee and coffee makers owned by the Swiss food giant Nestlé. Presenting its 2008 earnings, Nestlé said sales of Nespresso products grew 30% in 2008, taking annual revenue past its goal of 2 billion Swiss francs, 2 years ahead of schedule. Though it represents about 5% of overall Nestlé sales of 110 billion francs, Nespresso is now the fastest growing among the most important brands at a company that owns household names like Perrier Water, Maggi Sauce, Felix Cat Food, and of course, Nestlé Chocolate. Nespresso's chief executive, Richard Girardot, was low-key about his division's performance. "These are pleasing results, especially given the overall economic situation," he said. While Starbucks usually gets credit for standardizing coffeehouse culture and taking it around the world, Nespresso is credited with standardizing premium coffee in the workplace and at home through its pod machine, which brews a cup at a time from small aluminum capsules that hold just enough grounds for a serving. Nestlé probably did not invent the idea of the pod. The Italian coffee maker Illy claims that, but it parlayed it into a global marketing phenomenon. The brand is distributed in 50 countries and employs more than 2,500 worldwide. Most sales come from Europe, but it is also available in Latin America and North America and has made inroads in traditional tea markets like Asia. Nespresso now has about 175 boutique storefronts where customers can buy machines, capsules, and accessories, sip coffee, and taste the lifestyle. And that lifestyle does not come cheap. The coffee machines, which are co-branded, range from the basic models by Krups and Magimix, which cost €149, $189 at a Paris store, to a deluxe Miele digital model at €1,849, not including installation. The makers keep the profit from the machines. Nespresso sells the coffee pods, which are available only through Nespresso boutiques, online, and by telephone. It charges around 45 cents to 50 cents for each capsule, which contains 5.5 grams to 7 grams of coffee. That price is 7 to 8 times the price of Colombian ground coffee in French supermarkets. In the heart of Nespresso's flagship Paris store on the Champs-Élysées, there was a sense of restlessness on a recent afternoon. The lines, 6 or 7 deep at 5 cash registers, were not moving fast enough for customers eager to replenish their coffee capsules. While strong in Europe, Nespresso has not done as well in the United States, where Senseo is the market leader with 44% of pod sales. Nespresso went into that market quietly in 1993, 7 years after it started in Switzerland. But marketing experts also note that the company is selling not just coffee, but also aspiration. Buy the product, taste the lifestyle. It does this in obvious and subtle ways, from calling its specialty coffee blends Grand Cru to sponsoring elite events like America's Cup Yachting, the French Open Tennis Tournament, and the Cannes Film Festival, and through the use of George Clooney as a spokesman.